Meseches Orla, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli, Krisus, Daf Beis. We begin at the beginning of Meseches Orla on Daf Aleph and Aleph of the Mishnah. Haniteya lesiyag ulekoyreis potter min Orla. One who plants for a fence or for beams is exempt from Orla. Rav Yosi Omer afilo Omer hapnimi lemachal v'achitzoin lesiyag hapnimi chayev v'achitzoin potter. Rav Yosi says, even if he said that the inner branches will be for food and the outer for a fence, the inner obligated and the outer are exempt. And the Gemara says, "Anoteh l'siyag v'chulei." The Gemara quotes the first couple of words of the Mishnah: "One who plants for a fence, k'siv." And they should say, "Eitz ma'achol eshehu l'ma'achol chayev l'siyag l'koyros v'le'itzim potter." The source for this is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yutes Pasuk Chof Gimel, a eitz ma'achol, a tree of food, which means that which is for food is obligated. One of the fence, beams, or firewood is exempt. The Gemara asks, well, if we learn from there, we should say that a tree for food, a fruit tree, even if he intended to use it as a fence, should be obligated. Talmud Lema, we should say, now unetatim, kol etz ma'achol. And we say no, because the pasuk says there, and unetatim, and if you plant any food-bearing tree, meaning that it's only obligated if you planted it for food. Rabbi Yosi also rejects and says that we learn from the beginning. It says, 3 years shall be to you, it shall be to you, areilim, shall not eat. Do we not know that it's discussing a fruit tree? Why does it say, and you shall, and if you plant all fruit trees that bear fruit? And this teaches that which is planted for food is obligated, and that which is planted for a fence, beams, or firewood is exempt. And the third rejection comes from Rav Yona. We learn from the end of the pasuk. Since it says, and it will be in the fifth year you eat from its fruit to add produce for you, do we not know that it discusses a fruit tree? Why does it say, and you will plant, and if you will plant all type of fruit-bearing tree? As you lemachol chayav l'siyag l'koyros le'itzim potter, and it teaches that what was planted for food is obligated, what was planted for a fence, beams, or wood is exempt. Tani u'shem ben gamliel oimer b'medo amorim. This man should not have a siag or a kairos or a eitzim, dorashu roi lohim, not a dorashu in roi lohim, chayev. And we have a vice from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says, when is it that one who planted for a fence, beams, or firewood is exempt? It's when he planted for a fence, beams, or firewood something which is proper for them. But if he planted something not proper for those uses, then it's obligated. Yos, I'm a Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, my time to Rabbonon. The Gemara asks Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, seems very understandable, but what's the reason for the Rabbanon who don't distinguish? Amar Rivera, the Mishnah, Seder, Netiyasam, Le'itzim, Be'etzaf, Le'koyres, Be'mashper, Le'siyag, Mokum, Hasiyag, Mechir Chalav. The Rivera answered that the Rabbanon agree that a kind of tree not proper for a fence, beam, or firewood is obligated, but Shimon Gamliel discusses one who deviated from the normal way of planting. For wood, they are dense fruit trees, and fruit trees that are planted sparsely. For beams, he trims the branches so that the trunk will get thicker, and for a fence, the place of the fence proves that this was his intent. Tani b'shem Reb Meir, kolei lonish boim lemachshavas p'tor, chutz min hazayis u'min hata'ena. Advice in the name of Reb Meir says that all trees can have an intent that exempts, except for olive and fig trees. They are important and significant, and they're always for food. Reb Meir, kadatei d'amma kolei lonish ilan sa'ak chutz min hazayis v'ta'ena. Reb Meir holds like he taught elsewhere, because he said all trees are considered barren except for olive and fig trees, means if one draped a vine over a barren tree, one may not plant other species under the entire tree. Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon, ein lecha bo lemachshavas p'tor, ela shloshes haminim bovad, rimon, v'shikma, v'tzlaf. A brisa in the name of Rabbi Shimon said that intent for something exempt applies only to three particular species, rimon, which are a species like plums, sycamore, and caper.